I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The Labor Department says 263,000 jobs were added last month.
This is a better than expected jobs report, particularly when you look at the number of jobs added on the month, 263,000. The expectation was about 200,000 jobs added.
But Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says with not enough people available to fill the jobs, businesses are having to offer higher pay to attract and keep workers, and that's not helping the fight against inflation.
The Federal Reserve looks at that and believes that it has more work to do with respect to interest rate increases. And of course, we have a Federal Reserve meeting looming in the middle part of the month, and there is the expectation we will have another rate increase then.
But President Biden is pointing out the positives in the jobs report.
Things are moving. They're moving in the right direction.
The president says Americans are working. The economy is growing. Inflation has been something of a moving target during the Biden presidency. I'm Ed Donahue.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.